Welcome to the Life Leadership Podcast with myself, Leela Singh, all things coaching, career, and personal branding. This podcast is for ambitious career professionals like you, wanting to create a life of choice and freedom, to be, do, and have more through overcoming limitations, to develop new perspectives and insights, and to redefine your success, be that in work, health, relationships, and so much more. Hi there, and welcome to Live with Leela. My name is Leela Singh, and I'm an executive career and personal brand coach. And I work with career professionals, typically in the technology industry, who are looking to overcome their limitations so that they can uncover their real potential and create new possibilities, all while showing up as the best version of themselves. What I call life leadership. What is today's topic? Well, the question to ask after that is this: what dreams are you holding on to? How many of us hold on to our dreams and yet they never become a reality? Why? Because we don't believe they're possible. And yet I'm here to share with you that anything really is possible. How can I say that? Well, it's because it comes down to what we choose to focus on. It's all about what we choose to believe. In other words, do we believe that our dreams can become a reality or not? Do we believe that it's impossible? What are we focusing on? Are we focusing on what could go well and the impact of pursuing our dreams and committing to them? Or are we focusing on what could go wrong? And our natural human behavior directs us to look at all the things that could go wrong rather than what could go well. What if this is a success? What if this works out and my dream becomes that reality? Imagine what's possible. But instead, what we do tend to do is to focus on all the things that could go wrong and how difficult it is, and then all the fears start to come out. So something else to bear in mind is getting clear on your level of wanting that dream to be a reality, your level of commitment to making it happen, and your passion and desire to make your dream a reality. And when I talk about dreams, this could be anything. It could be something that's completely out of the ordinary, or that's for some might be perceived as a huge risk or a huge change in your life. It could be something that for some people feels like it's a day-to-day thing, but for others, it could feel like there's some risk involved and therefore it's a dream, but it can't be a reality. So it's not to say that it has to be something that is really, really massively challenging or huge. But what you want it to be is something that in your mind is like, I've always wanted to do that or be that or live a certain lifestyle or whatever it might be. The question then becomes, how committed are you to making that happen? As opposed to, will it work? Won't it work? What if this? What if that? And that's the important thing, is to ask yourself the right questions. Because if you start to focus on what if this goes wrong, what if that happens, then you're going to start focusing on all of the negative outcomes. But actually, simply having that belief, the commitment, being prepared to put in the work and the effort, nothing can stop you, only you. We are our biggest saboteur. And when we come to realize that, the sooner we realize that, the sooner we realize actually we can have what we want. We're the ones who limit ourselves. And a big part of that is by the way that we talk to ourselves and the way that we ask those questions when we're looking at something and thinking, oh, can I do this? Am I capable enough? Have I got the ability? Have I got the knowledge? Of course, have that conversation. But then, okay, if I haven't got the knowledge or I haven't got the confidence or I haven't got whatever it is you need to have, go close the gap. Because again, that is possible. Or you can choose to accept where you're at and that those dreams will continue to be dreams. But remember, that's your choice. No one else's. And the big thing that tends to come up for people when it comes to change or making big life-changing decisions or doing something new or different is fear. And all the fears come up. And I'm not going to delve too much into the detail around those fears today, because that's another conversation, perhaps for another live. What I will say, however, is to be aware of those risks and check in with yourself. So, okay, sorry, those fears. And check in with yourself to say, well, are those fears self-created? Where are they coming from? How real are they? What can you do to actually overcome that fear and let go of it? What kind of fears am I talking about? The first one is risk. So the fear of taking risk, because there's risk in everything we do. There's always a level of risk. It's whether it's 0.001% risk or 100% of risk. And it also then depends on your level of risk taking, what you're comfortable with and what you're not. And understanding that if you're somebody who attaches your identity to being a low risk person, okay, well, understand for yourself, why is that? What is it you're scared of? What is it you're in fear of when it comes to taking bigger risks? And what are you prepared to do? What risk are you prepared to take to make that dream reality? That dream could be traveling the world. It could be changing career. It could be maybe leaving your career to go set up your own business. It could be anything. It could be moving to a new country, to a new location, you know, anything that involves some big form of change or doing something differently. So understand your attachment to risk and where that's coming from, and really get clear on why that is, what is preventing you from taking bigger risks. What is, in terms of a percentage, what is the biggest risk you're prepared to take and why? Understand the why behind that. Another fear is fear of failure. And in some cases, fear of success. My view of that is that there is no such thing as failure. Failure is if you actually just choose to give up. But in fact, if you're prepared to fail and learn from it, that's what life is all about. Not everything goes perfectly well. There are always times when we'll aim to do something, it didn't quite work out as we planned, and we label it failure. But the reality is, take the learning from what didn't work well and look to improve, or look to change, and look to close the gap for the next time. Look at all the people who've been super successful, whether it's in their sports or in engineering or in invention, and the number of times they have failed or learnt from their mistakes to turn it around and be a success. And that's all of us in some shape or form. So being open to embracing failure as learning is another step forward. And then I said fear of success, and some people fear the success because what will that bring? Will that bring fame? Will it bring popularity, being known? Will it mean you've got more responsibility, that you're more accountable to people? What does that mean? And what is the fear that's coming up around that? Because remember, the feelings that we experience physiologically are both for fear and excitement the same feeling. It's the label we choose to put on it. So actually, is the feeling of fear that you're experiencing really the feeling of excitement? These are questions to ask yourself. Another fear is of the inner self-talk, the inner self-talk around your fears that then limit you, that make you feel that you have to stay put, that you can't embrace that change, you can't do something different. So again, slow down, check in with yourself. What's the conversation that you're having with yourself, your inner self-talk? Perhaps another fear is of feeling uncomfortable, of that old adage of stepping outside of your comfort zone and doing something new, doing something different. What is that bringing up for you? Because, as I always say, that is where the magic happens, is when we step outside of what we know of being comfortable and push ourselves a little bit, challenge ourselves, is when we get to really appreciate what we're truly capable of, because we are all capable of so much more than we realize. So getting comfortable, even with being uncomfortable, is a huge step forward. Then there's fear of uncertainty. A lot of people tend to like to live with certainty, but there is no such thing as complete 100% certainty, because everything around us is open to change, influence, shifts, nuances. So there is no certainty in anything. You know, I often hear people talk about having job security. There is no such thing, because no matter what, anyone that employs you can turn around tomorrow and give you notice, whether it's a week's notice or 6 months' notice. But that's not job security. In the same way that running a business is not security, there's a lot of uncertainty. Life in general, uncertainty. Wars breaking out unexpectedly, a global pandemic, an economy going through the floor. Politics at its best. There's so many things that can happen that create uncertainty around us, and they're all things that are outside of our control, even the weather. So it's getting used to being comfortable with uncertainty in your life, because that enables you to create more adaptability and flexibility and the ability to embrace that change and that uncertainty. Another fear is being attached to what we feel is some level of security, so a job, or a particular job, or a particular company, and having a fear of stepping away from that because of the unknown, fear of the unknown, or is the grass really greener? But here's the thing, I'm not suggesting you should or have to move or do something different. However, if you have bigger dreams and goals and aspirations, and you're not achieving them where you're at right now, then what are you prepared to do to make it happen? Because I speak to a lot of people who are unhappy in their jobs or with their manager, maybe just with the wider organization or the lack of opportunity or career growth, and yet they're put up and they'll stay for fear. Fear of not being wanted in another job, a fear of not getting through interviews, maybe have been in one place for a long time, fear of going and doing something different and struggling to do it. But the question there I'll ask you is, when you took the first job and you were learning from scratch, you did it, and you've probably done it again where you've gone into roles and you've been given something new to do, and guess what? You've been successful at it. So really slowing down to the reality of actually, I am capable of and I can do this, and I really want this in my life. And time is flying by, the years are flying by, the weeks, the days. So, how long am I prepared to hold on to that dream and just have it as a dream? And when am I prepared to actually step up and take action towards making that dream reality? Everything is a choice. Every decision we make or don't make is a choice. So the question to ask yourself are, what are you prepared to put up with and for how long? If you're in a situation where you're feeling unhappy, unfulfilled, frustrated, resentful, and this isn't just work, this isn't any area of your life. If there are things that aren't working, what can you do to change that? Because you can only influence what's in your control. So, what is it that you can influence to make that change? And if you're still struggling, ask yourself, how bad does it have to get before you choose to take control of the situation? Because ultimately, here's the thing. How many examples can you cite of individuals who have achieved what seemed impossible? There are numerous athletes and sports people, very, very talented, who've achieved over and above what anyone thought possible. From Roger Bannister's 4-minute mile to Nims Purja, who climbed the world's 14 tallest mountains in 7 months. If you're not aware of his journey, check out the movie 14 Peaks on, I think it's on Netflix. And that shows what everyone told him was impossible. He made it possible. So anything is possible if you really are committed, passionate, desire it, and prepare to put in the work. So think of those individuals that you've come across in your life who have achieved what seemed impossible. And as I said, from the likes of 4-minute mile, Roger Bannister to Nims Purja and everything in between. And then ask yourself the question, what is the worst that can happen? Taking that step towards making your dream a reality, and how long will you continue to put up with your situation that you're not happy with, that's not maybe fulfilling you, that's not your passion, that you hate waking up every day and going to work, or dealing with certain people at work, or a particular job that you just find isn't challenging you, or just boring? How long are you prepared to put up? What needs to happen for you to make that change? Are you going to continue to complain, be unhappy, unfulfilled? In other words, the question I want to leave you with today is, what is stopping you from enabling your dreams to come true? Because I can assure you that ultimately, if you take on board all the questions that I've shared here today and really reflect on them and answer them honestly to yourself, you'll realize that what is stopping you is you. So if you've got dreams, ambitions, goals that you're holding on to and feeling that they're just a distant vision and they're never going to become reality, then I invite you to review this episode of Life with Leela, answer the questions, and really reflect on what is it that's actually stopping you from taking the first steps to make that dream a reality. And if you're struggling with any of this, then feel free to message me here, share with me what your dreams are and what steps you're taking to make them reality. Until next time, remember to elevate your performance, maximize your potential, and create new possibilities by showing up as the best version of you. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already done so. And if you enjoyed and gained value from today's episode, then do please leave a review telling us your key learnings and what you enjoyed the most. And do please share this podcast with your friends and colleagues so we can spread the word on life leadership, creating a life of choice, freedom, and new possibilities. Connect with me directly on LinkedIn, and if you would like to learn more about how we can work together, either DM me on LinkedIn or email me. All details and resources can be found in the show notes.